Day 22.
The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will.
Little King Jesus is born.
The angels point to him and call the shepherds to adore him.
Heaven and earth exult, and the Son of the Eternal Word, following its course, dispels the night of sin and gives rise to the full day of grace.
The Home of Bethlehem.
The Soul to Our Celestial Mama.
Today, Holy Mama, I feel an ardor of love, and I feel that I cannot be without coming onto your maternal knees to find the celestial little baby in your arms. His beauty enraptures me. His gazes wound me. His lips, in the act of moaning and bursting into tears, capture my heart to love him. My dearest mama, I know that you love me, and therefore I ask you to give me a little place in your arms, so that I may give him my first kiss, pour my heart into little King Jesus, and entrust to him my interesting secrets, which so much oppressed me. And in order to make him smile, I will say to him, "My will is yours, and yours is mine. And therefore, form in me the kingdom of your divine fiat."
Lesson of the Queen of Heaven to her child.
My dearest child, oh, how I long for you to be in my arms, to have the great contentment of being able to say to our little baby king, "Do not cry, my pretty one. See, here with us is my little child, who wants to recognize you as king and give you dominion in her soul, to let you lay the kingdom of your will within her. Now, child of my heart, while you're all intent on longing for little child Jesus, pay attention and listen to me. You must know that it was midnight when the little newborn king came out of my maternal womb. But the night turned into day. He who was the Lord of Light put to flight the night of the human will, the night of sin, the night of all evils. And as the sign of what he was doing in the order of souls, with his usual omnipotent fiat, the midnight turned into most refulgent daylight. All created things ran to sing praise to their creator in that little humanity. The sun ran to give its first kisses of light to little baby Jesus, to warm him with its heat. The rolling wind with its waves purified the air of the stable, and with its sweet moaning said to him, "I love you." The heavens were shaken from their very foundations. The earth exulted and trembled down to the abyss. The sea roared with its gigantic waves. In sum, all created things recognized that their creator was now in their midst, and they all competed in singing his praises. And the very angels, forming light in the air, with melodious voices which could be heard by all, said, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of good will. The celestial baby is now born in the grotto of Bethlehem, wrapped in poor swaddling clothes.
And so much so that the shepherds, who were in vigil, listened to the angelic voices and ran to visit the little divine king.
My dear child, continue to listen to me.
As I received him into my arms and gave him my first kiss, I felt the need of love to give something of my own to my baby son. And offering him my breast, I gave him abundant milk. Milk formed in my person by the divine fiat itself, in order to nourish little King Jesus. But who can tell you what I experienced in doing this? And the seas of grace, of love, of sanctity that my son gave to me in return. And then I wrapped him in poor but clean little clothes, and I placed him in the manger. This was his will, and I could not do without executing it. But before doing this, I shared him with dear Saint Joseph, placing him in his arms. And oh, how he rejoiced! He pressed him to his heart, and the sweet little baby poured torrents of grace into his soul. Then, together with Saint Joseph, we arranged a little hay in the manger, and detaching him from my maternal arms, I laid him in it. And your mama, enraptured by the beauty of the divine infant, remained kneeling before him most of the time. I put all my seas of love into motion, which the divine will had formed in me, to love him, adore him, and thank him. And what did the celestial little child do in the manger? A continuous act of the will of our celestial Father, which was also his. And emitting moans and sighs, he wailed, cried, and called to everyone, saying in his loving moans, "Come, all of you, children of mine. For love of you, I am born to sorrow and to tears. Come, all of you, to know the excess of my love. Give me shelter in your hearts." And there was a coming and going of shepherds who came to visit him. And to all, he gave his sweet gaze and his smile of love amid his very tears. Now, my child, a little word to you. You must know that all my joy was to hold my dear son Jesus on my lap. But the divine will made me understand that I should place him in the manger, at everyone's disposal, so that whoever wanted to could caress him, kiss him, and take him in his arms, as if he were his own. He was the little king of all. Therefore, they had the right to make of him a sweet pledge of love. And I, in order to fulfill the supreme volition, deprived myself of my innocent joys, beginning with works and sacrifices, the office of mother, of giving Jesus to all. My child, the divine will is demanding and wants everything, even the sacrifice of the holiest things. And according to the circumstances, the great sacrifice of depriving oneself of Jesus himself. But this, in order to extend its kingdom even more and to multiply the life of Jesus himself. In fact,
When the creature, out of love for him, deprives herself of him, her heroism and sacrifice is so great as to have the virtue of producing a new life of Jesus, to be able to form another dwelling for Jesus. Therefore, dear child, be attentive and, under any pretext, never deny anything to the divine will. The soul. Holy Mama, your beautiful lessons confound me. But if you want me to put them into practice, do not leave me alone, so that when you see me succumb under the enormous weight of the divine privations, you may press me to your maternal heart, and I will feel the strength never to deny anything to the divine will.